Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean.
done it for me. I know he has done it for you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. Giving honor to my wife, Pastor Lick, Mother Smith. To my pastors and apostles, Temple and Lakeisha Spence. To all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, the deacons, mothers, praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you all good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and mortal toil. Oh, yes, he did. On this morning, God touched each and every one of us with his love and finger of life one more time. And it's such a pleasure to be in the land of the living one more time to praise his holy name. For as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitting into place on today in Jesus' name. So as we come before the throne of Almighty God, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise for another day's journey, we say, have your way. Have your way. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed this morning, Sister Smith. How about yourself? I'm quite sure you're blessed too.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I give Christ the honor, who's the head of my life, and I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to the Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, and to every member of ADM Ministry, and to everyone out there in Radio Land this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come boldly once more to the throne of thanksgiving, God, just thanking you just for another day's journey. God, thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, and giving us our life, health, and strength, God. The activities in our body is just fine. God, we thank you today, God. That's enough, God, for us to begin to rise this morning and give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing even right now in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, God. Thank you for changing the atmosphere, God. Thank you for coming in, God, because we realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we know we can do all things things through Christ that strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your peace about in the atmosphere, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing powers in the atmosphere, God, this morning, Oboche, God. We thank you this morning, Oboche, that you're breaking every yoke this morning, Oboche, Sunday, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for directing our path, Oboche, Sunday, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being mind regulators this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for being heart fixers this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, creating us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Lord, by saying that. Thank you for traveling mercy in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the men and women of God, that's truly preaching your divine word, God. Their truth is running from their lips of clay in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them step on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Continue to let them cry loud in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, Oboche, God, for your love and your kindness. That will draw us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, let us continue to lay before you, God. Concentrate ourselves, pray like never before. Oh, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you, God, for letting us stay up, stay behind the curtain, God, that we can constantly pray from one another, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Up every mother that it is this morning, God, spiritual and natural, little God. We pray, God, that you can just shield us and protect us in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, Lord, God, that you continue to guide us in the right way that we need to be going in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning for our thing. We thank you for the shelter over our heads, God, because we realize somebody today, God, don't have a shelter. So just be grateful for what you have about Sunday. You may not be living a penthouse or mansion, but just thank God for what you have in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you for the food that you have placed on our table this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, out of our Sunday. Oh, God, let us lift up holy hands this morning, God, and begin to praise you and to magnify you, God, because you've been so good to us, God. Oh, God, you've been that doctor in the hospital, out of our Sunday. Oh, God, you made old death be had in the mighty name of Jesus, out of our Sunday, God. You've been there in the courtroom with the God, out of our Sunday. We thank you this morning, God. Some of us are just begin to go and get a praise for Jesus this morning. Begin to shake whatever oh you out. And about shutting out about shake up. We speak peace this morning. I say peace in the name of Jesus in the atmosphere, God. We speak joy. How do I tell that? Joy in God, not about saying new joy this morning. We thank you, God, about saying the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, there's no sadness in you, God. Nothing but joy. No matter what we go through, have joy. The peace of God, and about say, abiding in you, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up our youth this morning once more, God. Let us continue to have lift them up, God. Heal and protect them, God, if they're on the way to school, about tonight, and the way back into their home, God. Continue to take him, God. Hold him in your loving arms, God, about Sunday. Send your minister angels, God, in the most, God. And speak to their minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God, in the most, Sunday. We lift up every man that it is today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, we lift them up to you, God, that you make me as a God of the most. Rise them up, God, about Sunday. Let them take a stand in you, God. That about Sunday. Teach them how to be men in you, God. Teach them how to dress out of myself. Teach them how to carry themselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. Oh, glory be to God. We ask that you about Sunday, the high rise, God. The hospital of Oshay, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you do it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, go into them. The mental institution, God, church minds, God, about Sunday, about Sunday, oh, even marriage breakdown this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that about Sunday, about God. We pray, God, that you be that mind regulator for them, God, that their mind will come back in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we even plead the blood of Jesus this morning, about God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our all circumstances, God. Because we know about sending about how all the blood of Jesus about how we'll sustain you. The blood of Jesus will keep you, God, about something. God, we thank you for keeping us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Because we know it's you, God. We can't keep ourselves, God, about sending about God. So we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for Holy Ghost arrest, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. To every folk on the world, God, I pray, God, this morning. Oh, God, about death, begin to release out of our son now. Release, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, release out of our son, out of our God. The mind regulated for him, God. Your people mind about son, out of our God. The mind is corrected, God, but I know about son, out of our God. I know that you can touch the mind, God. Let about son, out of our God, this morning. Give him a good mind, God. A mind that can stay on you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you touch everyone hard, God, this morning. Oh, God, if any malice and jealousy, the hatred is in it, God, I pray, God, that you remove it right now. Up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pull down every stronghold. Every stronghold this morning has got to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, God, we thank you for doing it. We thank you, God, about standing in the mighty name of Jesus, God. All your people, God, about standing in the house. God, let them begin to get up and praise you, God. Don't let them stay in their circumstances, God. Let them rise up, let them know that you are God all by yourself. If he did it for me, he could do it for you. Oh, God, in the most sending of a God, yes, Lord. Rise them up and above the circumstance. No matter what we go through, out of our sending of God, it's all for our good. God is a good God, in the most sending of God. He's good. It's all for our good, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. My soul cries out for our sending of God. When I look around and see out of our sending of God, when I see the hatred of the most sending of God, that people carry in the heart of our son of God, the frown on their face, God. Lord, and I say to myself, Lord, I thank you. I thank you this morning, God, of our son of God, that I have peace in my heart. I have love in my heart, of our son of God, and I have a smile on my face. No matter what I go through, God, of our son of God, I thank you because I know it's Jesus this morning. It's just Jesus himself, God. Oh, when I begin, when you touch me in the morning, and I begin to get up on my thanking you, God. It's a pleasure, God, that I'm accounted about for you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. I give you the glory and all I'm accounted about from me, God, to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask this morning, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let about you now. Have your way, God, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Oh,
have your way.
Thank you. Yeah, Lord, about
send
that.
Yes,
Lord,
yes, Lord,
have your way, God.
Your power
right.
And anointing.
Send that.
Over this. God. In the name of Jesus.
God,
have your way,
baby.
Through your Holy Spirit. Touch everything in the name of Jesus. Of this prayer, Lord God. Move right now. Holy Spirit. Come down now. And touch every heart, every mind, every thought process in the name of Jesus. From the north, south, east, in the west, international, national, and locally, Holy Spirit of the living God, the Yorubo Shanda, have your way. This to this point. Oh, yes. And Lord God, we're going to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
because
Lord.
You and that your anointing, Holy Spirit, fills the atmosphere to
Lord.
Turn everything around, to renew, to guide, to lead,
Lord.
To teach, to guide, in
Lord.
The name of Jesus,
Lord.
Lord. To heal.
Yes,
to send forth miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes, Lord.
Unto them.
Hey,
in
yes,
this
Lord.
Name, Holy Spirit,
yes, yes, yes.
Move right now.
In the name
right
of
now. pour out your anointing right now, Shake them. Wake them out of their beds.
Yes, Lord.
In your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
That you may have your way
yes,
on today.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God, the universe.
Yes.
Take us a little higher.
Yes,
a little
Lord.
Deeper in you on today.
Yes.
Put us in alignment.
Yes,
reposition
yes.
us if
yes,
we're out of position. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
So, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
As you come down from the Father, through the Son, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give us what we need.
Holy
Spirit of the living God. To take us.
Yes, Lord.
Just a little bit further.
Yes,
on today.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Meet us.
Yes.
At our need.
Yes, Lord.
Well, through your Holy Spirit. That we can give you the praise.
Yes, Lord.
The honor.
Ooh, yes,
and the glory.
Lord. Yes.
So we thank you for the praise.
Yes.
Lord God. We thank you for the woman that offered
yes.
us the prayer.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God,
for
your Holy Spirit, for opportunity to come over these areas to the extent that you have. And reach into the furthermost parts of this world. Holy Spirit of the living God, do it right now. You have free reign, you have free course.
Yes, Lord.
And we surrender all. We surrender all.
Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, we do.
As you meet
Lord,
in our prayer club.
Yes, Lord.
In our little
room. Yes.
In the air.
Yes.
Lord God, that you meet us.
Yes, Lord
that
Jesus.
Lord, hey, that you Lord, cover Lord. Us.
Yes, Lord Jesus, yes.
To the next level.
Yes,
you.
Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
God, we thank
yes.
God,
yes,
we
Lord.
Praise you. And we glory.
Yes, we
your
glory.
Holy
okay, thank you.
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Son of the living God. On this
yes.
morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch.
Yes,
all
Lord.
In the
name of Jesus.
Heart.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Us right.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
And put us in our
yes.
Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
And we are met with God. Your
yes, Lord. Yes, we will, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord.
You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord. Lord,
you
Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, you are, Lord.
That you saw the savage cross that covered all of us.
Yes, Lord.
No greater love. No greater love
yes,
than
Lord.
You.
That yes,
laid
Lord.
In your life
yes,
for each and every one of us
yes,
on
Lord.
Today.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that sacrifice.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We thank you for that,
Lord.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Lord.
Thank,
thank
you,
Lord.
You.
Because
Lord.
We're new in you on
yes,
today.
Lord. Yes,
and
Lord
we
Jesus.
Separate us from
yes,
your
Lord.
Love. Lord Jesus. Nothing. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you thanks.
Thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
You praise.
Yes,
we give
do,
you
Lord.
Honor.
Hello, Lord. Yes, we do.
You, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
as
Jesus.
We come now, humbling ourselves unto you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And the finishing
yes,
of our
Lord.
Faith.
Yes,
we say
Lord
thank
Jesus. Thank
we say
you, Lord. Thank
for
you, Lord.
Everything.
Yes,
we
do,
say
Lord. Thank
so,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
It's step on from this corporate prayer, but never from your presence.
Yes,
continue,
Lord.
Continue
yes.
to dispute your love
yes,
upon
Lord.
Us.
Lord.
On today. In
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
You.
Lord. Yes, we do, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Wonderful.
Ooh,
wonderful.
Yes.
Wednesday morning.
Ooh, amen.
Bless that wonderful name.
Yes,
one
Lord.
More time.
Jesus.
One more time.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
that
Jesus.
The Lord saw
yes.
fit
yes.
to allow us to be here on today.
Amen. Amen.
That we can
thank
tell
you.
Somebody about the good news in
yes,
the gospel.
Lord. Yes, we can.
On today.
Amen.
The Lord, we thank you.
Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus. Yes, you do. Yes.
For today.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen.
What am I going to serve on today? Amen.
Amen.
And, I just have a little this morning to talk about.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And, it's coming out of John 18:36-37. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to talk a little bit about being redeemed on today. Praise God.
Yes. Amen.
We're going to come out of John 18, starting at the 36th verse, and it reads as such. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servant fight." Amen.
Amen.
"That I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth.
Amen.
Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Praise God.
Amen.
Redemption. What does redemption mean to you? And how do you inherit the kingdom of heaven? Well, redemption, amen, praise God. A little definition, amen, is something that is bought back, amen, from an individual that got it previously. And so now the actual owner wants to buy that property back. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Jesus, amen, through his blood and through his sacrifice, praise
yes.
God.
Amen.
Redeemed each and every one of us.
Yes.
He bought us back.
Amen.
Amen. And over in John, amen, praise God. Not John, but Isaiah 44:22 reads, "I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud, and your sins like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So Jesus is that redeeming authority and power. Amen.
Amen.
And when he gave his life and paid his blood, the ultimate price for us, he gained the right, however you want to look at it, spiritually and legally, to claim us back unto himself on today. So, have you been redeemed on today by the blood of the Lamb? Praise God. Has he bought you back? And are you sold out on today? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because of his blood and his love.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
We have another opportunity to
Amen.
Enter into the kingdom of Almighty God.
Amen.
On today. And
yes.
now, our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer, good morning, pastor. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Smith. Good morning, peoples of God. And good morning, our faithful listeners and our families and our friends. And especially our new partners, amen, that is connected full throttle, ready to dive right in. We thank God and we bless God for each and every one of you. Pastor Smith, you know, the scripture you gave, it made my spirit drop because, people got to understand, and this is the thing to where so many of us, we've been playing the emotional part of church, you know, and we've been tapping into that natural emotion part, amen, and where we don't see no results. A lot of us do not be redeemed. A lot of us do not come into a place to where, my God, everything begin to rejuvenate back into us, because you cannot do it in the natural. It cannot be positioned in the natural. One thing that you gave the scripture in Jesus made a clarity on him. Jesus told them, and he said, listen, this is not my home. You know, his home is in the kingdom. So in other words, Jesus was giving them the place of position, the place of position to where his mind is at, his place of position where he is sat at, place of position where he is moving at, he is articulating at. Everything that he does is from that place of position. That is his place of position. When you become individuals that we enter into Christ and we accepted him as our personal savior, right then and there, you don't learn naturally. That's why it talks about being born again. It talks about being birthed in a place of position. And when you are born in the natural, you are birthed in a place of position, place of position in this natural world. And when you are born again in the spirit, you are birthed in a place of position of the spirit world, in other words, the kingdom. I declare and decree before this year out, I'm going to be going back over it, I'm going to be diving back in it, and I'm going to get deep in it and even more, amen, for these next 2 months coming up, November and December. We're going to articulate our spirits to our spirits, become like a drunken man. You're going to fulfill the prophecies that God done established for you. Next year is going to be a year for the saints that is positioned in the kingdom. And it's very important, saints of God, that you're going to get all that out of your mouth about what people did, what they did last year, what they did this year, what they did. Great, fine, great, wonderful. They did all that, great. But guess what? You're still living. You still got to praise. God done redeemed you. God showing you that he is with you. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to have a praise in your belly that is going to scare you. I declare and decree that this next coming season, this next coming year, saints of God, I want you scared. I want the blessings to hit your line so deep to where it scares you. But we got to be positioned in the kingdom. We got to understand the kingdom. We got to walk in the position where Jesus was articulating from, where he was executing from, even though he was right here on earth, but he was articulating from the heavens. And I declare and decree that you will not be no more natural-minded, but you're going to be peoples of God, that you're going to be coming from the kingdom. You're going to be redeemed in the name of Jesus. It will be so. You're going to have a life that is prosperous. You're going to have a life to where you're going to hold your head up. You're never going to see a downtime. You're never going to see a mourning time, a sad time, a disappointing time, because everything in your life is going to be articulated. It's going to be recalibrated. It's going to be rolling, my God, joy to full effect. So God, I thank you on this morning to where we finna get ready to enter into a season, and we finna get ready to enter in a time with you to where we finna go in prayer with all out assault. Our spirits finna get ready to be lined up, my God, in the kingdom for we can be redeemed. Everything in our life finna be redeemed. We thank you for what you articulated this year, what you done blessed us, God, but we understand that you're pulling us into greater. We declare and we decree, in this season we will not rest. We will not rest until we hit into that place of that realm that you talks about in Psalms 23rd, that you'll make us lay down in green pasture. We thank you, God, for what you are doing, and we thank you, God, that you're giving us opportunity, access, my God, to access the kingdom in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree, saints of God, that you're going to be individual of success. You're going to be individuals of producing, and you are not going to allow anything to stop you, your home, your family, things that you don't been articulating, things that you don't seen God on the manifest, he done did in your life to prevent you from getting into that place where God has for you. You need to tell the enemy, no more you're going to use my home, for I cannot be redeemed. No more you're going to use past things, for I cannot excel in the things of God. No more that things going to, my God, going to happen or articulate that are going to cause my focus to be off the things of God, because I'm going in. If anybody this morning is ready to go in into the things of God, it's a full out assault. You get ready for ending your year with explosive. Get ready to have a full out assault. I'm ready. Are you ready, my God Almighty? And it's not a full out assault on your enemies or people that hate on you or people that have opinions about you. It's a full out assault on the things that God don't articulate. He don't spoken. He don't promise. Because at the end of the day, he already said and established that he will fight my enemies. He got them covered. All I need to be focused. I declare and decree, saints of God, that your Redeemer is here. You are here. Position yourself and get ready to line up into the alignment with the kingdom of God, for you can get ready to excel, because next year you are not going to have a financial issue. You're not going to have an F. You are not going to have, my God, a minor health issue. Many of us going to have an enemy issue. What do you mean by the enemy issue, Pastor? Because you don't have many enemies like you had the year before last. You don't have many enemies like you had last year. You don't have many haters like you have many years before then, because you are in the covering of the Most High in the kingdom. Your enemies can't find you. Vultures can't find you. The devil can't find you, because you're going to be in a blessed place, and that's where you're going to stand. Your blessed place. My God Almighty, I wish I was in a church. I've been on half on somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost. And before I get off this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everyone that is listening all over the world, people that is tapped in right now, release a new fire in their belly to articulate them into another realm, another place, another dimension in the Holy Ghost. Now a new worship come about them like never before. Articulate their prayer line until things that is beginning to articulate out of the Holy Ghost is going to begin to scare them. Take their spirit into another place within you. All the comments gone, where they don't got coming within you, gone, coming in prayer. They don't got to use the going in different places in prayer. Father, I prophesy and I prophetically declare and decree a new thing will happen into each and every one of their lives. In the name of Jesus, set them on fire, God, in the name of Jesus. And don't let it burn out. Let it keep burning in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree, as everyone that is listening this morning, internationally and nationally, all over the world, I declare and decree that you're going to get your focus off of what the world is doing. You're going to get your focus off of what people are saying, what people
experience doing, you're going to get your focus on what God is doing. Because at the end of the day, it ain't about, my God, what the earth is doing and what it got going on. It's about what the word is God is. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand, says the God. So we got to get, my God Almighty, kingdom minded, heavenly minded, and get into God. Because I don't know about you, I refuse to miss any season, miss anything that God has for me. My God, listen, y'all got it. My God, I'm just been hyped up. I'm just been in a place for the last couple of months with the Lord, my God, and now I'm about fully charged, ready to go, and launch out a full assault in prayer. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you're getting ready. And if you listen, many of you don't receive the prophecy. You don't got houses. You don't got cars. God don't bless you. You don't do the storms. You don't do the fiery thorns. You don't endure it. You haven't seen nothing yet. God got more in store for you. You haven't seen nothing yet. Don't think about chance that Pastor Smith that feel like giving you this scripture. No, sir. No, ma'am. No, sir. Because God ready to redeem you. That's the first process for he to get ready to articulate you in, back into certain things in your life. Amen. You haven't seen nothing yet. Somebody need to tell themselves this morning when you look in the mirror, regardless if you're driving, my God, going to work, you look in your mirror and say, are you ready for something to get ready to happen explosive? I'm ready to be scared. I used to be scared when I didn't have no money. I thought you're going to get pulled out. You used to be scared when you used to drive up at your house. You know they don't change the cut off your light. They don't change the cut off your water. You used to be scared. You don't know if the rent man or your leasing office didn't have your stuff out in the street. But baby, let me tell you something. That's what it used to be. Now you're going to get scared that God's going to articulate financial funds in your bank account that it's going to scare the sauce off on you. You used to be scared of what's going to happen to you, but you're going to get ready to be scared of what's going to get ready to happen to you in the kingdom of God. God's going to scare you. I know it's Halloween, October the 31st, but I've got news to tell the goblins, the demons, even the soothsayer. Nobody can scare us like God. You got to hear me, my God, this morning. Nobody cannot scare me, my God. It's when I didn't feel like I'm going to be blessed. It's when my back was against the wall. But here comes a $10,000 check. And you mean to tell me that ain't going to scare me? You better help me up in here. I know on yesterday they diagnosed me with this issue, but something got a hold on me on that night, and I went back to the doctor on the next day, and the doctor said everything is on fire. You mean to tell me that ain't going to scare you? I want to be scared of the blessings of God. I know that he's going to supply my every need. But I want the ones that going to scare my socks off. Y'all better hear me this morning. On yesterday, you probably were struggling, going paycheck to paycheck, but on tomorrow, you're going to go back to your rent collector. They said, all paid up for the whole year. Only thing you can do is just look crazy. Your heart dropped. You mean to tell me what's going to happen? I want to be, y'all better hear me this morning. I want to be saved. Listen, I'm going to give you this testimony. On yesterday, God told me to do something for a young man where me and my wife were just having us a little business meeting like we normally do, and God told me to do something for a young man. I obeyed God like I normally do, amen, and did it for that young man. The young man came, his mouth dropped, his eyes bucked out. He says, I thought I only one that passed out the blessing. I'm looking at the young man, saying, you don't understand the season that you finna get ready to go in. You thought your mouth was dropped. God finna scare the living pants out. Y'all better hear me this morning. Seal the Holy Ghost. Somebody call a fire department. God finna scare the living socks off of you. Everything that is owed to you, you finna get ready to see it in next season. Everything that you thought is gone and thought was lost, I'm gonna tell you the devil is a liar. It's not gonna be so. You're gonna get ready to get ready to experience a mouth dropping moment, a buck eye moment where your eyes just stretch out because you could not believe it. I don't know about you, but I'm ready and I don't got time for anything else. God, whatever you get ready to do in every season, not only this season or the next season, but every season. Don't forget about me. Matter of fact, God, I'm going to be in your faith. I'm not going to allow you to forget about me, because I declared and decreed this morning. I'm going to stay in your will. I'm going to stay in your faith. I'm going to stay in your divine. I feel a shout moment in this place. My God, I feel a shout moment in the spirit. Are you ready, saints of God? Are you ready? The test wasn't for your enemy. The test wasn't for your haters. The test wasn't for the people that like you. The test was for you. Are you able to keep us on planet foot? Are you able to stand fast when a storm comes, when a fiery dust comes? Are you going to be movable? And my God, are you going to be irreplaceable? I'd rather be irreplaceable in the things of God than movable everywhere. Now, let me say, I feel a holler right there in my soul. My God, I feel a holler. Say some God, get ready. I'm ready. My God, many of you have had blessings. God will bless you. You know, did many of things this year. Great, wonderful. Embrace it, hug it, love it. You thank God because, my God, you see progress happening in your life. But I'm ready for a mouth drop moment. Your jaw need to hit the ground. I can tell this if you 6'5". 6'5", your jaw can hit the ground too. My God almighty. Your jaw need to hit the ground. And you finna get ready to have some jaw dropping moment. I declare it and I decree it. And it will be so, because it's not coming from my mouth. This is what God says, God, releasing in the atmosphere. Don't you get caught up in the government system. Don't you get caught up with, my God, with people. Listen, don't get caught up with these drive-by prophets, these drive-by prophetic words. We're talking about this. At the end of the day, I'm going to tell you what God told me. God said, you don't have to, my God. The prophecy is already released in this world. Tell me something. That it, tell me something that you know I'm not going to do. I'm already, it's already happened. This world is not your home. Pastor Smith talks about it all the time. You just a stranger passing through. Where is your world? It's in the kingdom of God. And when the world want to go left, God say, I'm going where y'all got to hear me. When the world want to go left, God say, I'm finna go underneath. When the world want to go down, God say, I'm finna, y'all got to hear me. I'm finna go left. So in other words, if this world is going into a reception, into, my God, if this world is going into a crisis, God said, I'm finna go into a blessing. Y'all gotta hear me this morning. Can I talk to somebody this morning? If they're putting a plan to stop certain things, God said, let them stop it, because I'm plotting and praying. I'm finna open some things in your life. When one door closed, another door will open.
Amen.
If I hear this morning, are you ready? I got chills all over me. Are you ready? Oh, you saw that God don't bless you this year. Maybe you ain't seen nothing in yet. You need to high-five yourself and tell yourself from the words of T.D. Jakes, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Lord, amen, amen.
Goodness.
Thank
Apostle.
You.
Gracious. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
All you got to do is tell yourself, I have a victory on today.
Amen.
Get ready. Get ready.
Ready, get ready. Amen.
Get ready.
Ooh, yes, glory. Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, you come on back. Praise God. This evening at 7 p.m. We'll have our own mother, Jim Walker, that's going to be great with me again. But until then, marinate off that prophetic word from Apostle Temple.
Shepherd,
you have a God. Let's